Om Agyanatimarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Mangayate Garim Yadkripa Tamaham Vade Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pucharane Nirvishesha Sanyavari Pastacha Desatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Today is a very auspicious day. It is the anniversary, 525th anniversary of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
庆祝Chaitanya Mahaprabhu显现525年.
Today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is being celebrated in so many places throughout the world.
今天呢，在全世界很多很多的地方。
And as is the tradition on such days, it is usually observed by discussing the activities and pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
传统的做法就是在这一天，一整天都在不断的在谈论圣财坦尼亚马哈帕布显现以后的从事的各种各样的活动。
Philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
以及圣财坦尼亚马哈帕布所给予的那个哲学,
and also for discussing the purpose for his appearance in this world.
而且呢，在讨论圣财坦尼亚马哈帕布显现的那个目的.
It's also traditional that we fast on today.
当然喽，在传统上，我们今天就都会断食.
Although it is not mandatory.
但是呢，不是说必须要那么做的。But
anybody who does certainly will get benefit from doing so.
那谁如果做了的话呢，当然就会得到那个利益。And
at moonrise in the evening is when we observe his actual time of his appearance.
那当今天月亮升起来的时候，我们就是正式的，那个时候是他显现的时候。Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu actually appeared at that time. Of the day when there was a lunar eclipse.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 实际上就是在那个时候月亮升起来的时候，而且那个时候当它显现的时候是整个的是月全食。
And at that auspicious time, many residents of Navadvip, they were taking their bath in the Ganges and they were chanting the holy names of the Lord.
在那个吉祥的时刻呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是在Navadvipa显现的，所以Navadvipa所有的居民就都会在恒河里面一边沐浴，一边就吟诵吟唱圣名。Thus
indicating one of the primary purposes for the Lord's advent in this world.
那这样呢，当然也就是表明了至尊主在这个世上显现他的主要的那个目的是什么。He
appeared to introduce this chanting of Hare Krishna is a method for self-realization in the age of Kali Yuga.
他显现就是为了告诉我们，在这个卡利年代里面，最主要的认识自我的那个方法是吟诵吟唱圣名。So
before I speak this morning, I would like to read a verse.
那今天早上呢，在我正式讲述之前，我想要先念一首诗。
And this is from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那这首诗呢，是记载在《永恒的柴坦雅经》当中。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was compiled by one of our previous acharyas, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
那《永恒的柴坦雅经》呢，是我们的一位前辈云林导师，叫做 Krishna Kaviraj.
Krishna Kaviraj
Goswami. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami 他所编撰的。
And it contains within both the instructions and activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那在这部永恒的柴坦尼亚经当中呢，包含了就是柴坦尼亚 Mahaprabhu 显现以后他所从事的活动以及他的教导。
Actually, Srila Prabhupada explains that the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita is the Lord Krishna's elementary teachings of spiritual life.
啊，那圣帕帕德就解释说，这个薄伽梵歌啊，实际上呢，它所有记载的都是主 Krishna 的最重要的对于灵性生活、觉悟自我的那个基本的教导。
Srimad Bhagavatam is a graduate study.
那圣典薄伽瓦坛是一个更高进阶的课程。
And Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate study.
那永恒的采檀亚经呢是基本上是博士学位的那最高的那个教导。
So I certainly have not selected a verse which is postgraduate study for all of you. I have not selected a verse which is postgraduate study for all of you.
啊，那当然了，我不是要选择一个就是这里头的一节诗是完全是那种最高的那个境界的那种教导。
I picked a particular verse which is just describing the essence of Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
我呢选择的这首诗就是描述了主柴坦尼亚所显现的那个实质精华。
And it is important for us to understand this purpose.
那对我们来说，能够了解这节诗的这个要旨是非常重要的。
Because the more we can understand, the more we can feel grateful for the opportunity we have to chant Hare Krishna.
因为我们越了解这节诗的含义，我们就会越感激我们能够被给予这样一个吟诵吟唱Hare Krishna mantra 的这种机会。
And the more gratitude is there within the heart, the more it gives us the purpose for serving Krishna.
那我们内心越充满了感激，我们就越有就是说为 Krishna 做服务的那样一种目的。
When we are grateful, we want to do something in return.
当我们满怀感恩之情的时候，我们就想要做一些什么事作为回报。
Very natural reciprocal relationship.That is a very natural reciprocal relationship.
这个是这种交流关系爱的交流之间的这个非常自然的做法。
So, the more we understand why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, the more we can feel grateful, and the more we can do something to offer to him in return.
我们越是能够了解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他显现的那个目的，我们内心就会越有感恩之情，我们就越想做一些什么事情能够去回报他给我们的恩赐。
I could speak a lot on this topic, but if I do, I'm afraid I won't read the verse.
那我当然了，就是可以讲这方面讲很多很多，但是我恐怕如果我讲的太多了，我就没办法去念这首诗了。
So I would like to read the verse first, and then we'll speak.
所以呢，我想要先吟诵这首诗，然后我们再来讲。
Verses Kripa Sudha Sarid Yasya Vishvam Aplavantyapi Nitya Gaiva Sadha Bhati Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. I worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose nectarian mercy flows like a great river, inundating the entire universe. Just as a river flows downstream, Lord Chaitanya especially extends himself to the fallen. Go ahead.
我崇拜圣主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布，他甘露般的仁慈恰似巨大的河流流淌流遍了整个的宇宙就像一条河流下来主柴坦尼亚尤其当他自己就是的这个仁慈对于堕落的灵魂把这个仁慈给予他们。
And then commentary by Srila Prabhupada.
那接下来是帕布帕德的要旨。
Narottam Das Thakur has sung Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karomori.
Narottam Das Thakur 他就唱了刚才我们唱的这首歌。
This is the song that we just sang.
I said, yeah, 这是我们刚才唱的这首歌。
He prays for Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
他呢向柴坦尼亚麻婆，他祈祷柴坦尼亚麻婆的仁慈。
Because he is the mercy incarnation.
因为呢，柴坦尼亚麻婆实际上是仁慈的化身。
Having appeared especially to reclaim the fallen souls.
他来显现的目的就是为了来拯救堕落的灵魂。
Lord The more fallen one is, the greater one's claim to the favor of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那个灵魂他越堕落啊，他能越能够得到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那个巨大的仁慈。
One must only be very sincere and serious.
啊，唯一人要做的就是要真诚，要认真。
Despite being contaminated by all the bad qualities of this Kali Yuga,
尽管呢，在这个卡利年代里头有所有的不好的品质。
If one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
那么人如果投靠圣柴塔尼亚马哈布的莲花足
，The Lord will surely and certainly deliver him.
至尊主必然就会拯救他。
The best example is Jagai and Madhai.
那么最好的例子就是加盖和马代的例子。
In this age of Kali, practically everyone is like Jagai and Madhai.
在这个卡利年代里头，基本上所有的人就像加盖和马代一样。
But the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still flowing like a great river.
那么由圣柴达尼亚马哈布所介绍的这个集体歌唱神的圣灵的运动，仍然就是说那个仁慈就像巨大的河流一样不断的流淌
，inundating the entire world
啊，就是流遍了整个的世界。
And thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is successfully claiming all fallen souls to free them from contamination.
正因为如此呢，国际 Krishna 意识协会呢，他们就是可以宣布，就是说能够让所有的堕落的灵魂能够去除他们的那个被污染，所有的那些污染和罪恶。
So this verse and commentary gives a very simple, basic explanation as to why Lord Chaitanya appeared.
这个要旨呢，给了我们最基本的圣柴达尼亚马哈布他显现的那个目的到底是什么的那个最基本的内容。
Now we have to understand that his appearance is not an ordinary appearance.
现在呢，我们必须要了解的是，他的显现不是普通的显现。
We're not speaking about the birth of an ordinary person.
我们现在在讲的不是一个普通的人的出生。
So obviously, if we're observing the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there must be some explanation behind how he has appeared.
啊，那很明显的，当我们如果就是来庆祝这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个显现日的话，必须后面要有一些原因，一些解释，为什么我们要去庆祝过这样的一个节日。
For one who takes ordinary birth, we usually observe it as birthday.
那当然了，就是普通人的这种出生，一般的情况下，我们也会有那个什么生日庆典等等。
So everybody has a birthday.
啊，所以每天啊，不是每个人的都有这种什么叫生日是吧
？And it was the time when we took birth in the womb of our mother.
啊，实际上那个算呢，是从我们进入母亲的子宫那个时刻算起。
And usually every year on the day of the birth, we recognize that day as our birthday, and everyone has celebration.
啊，所以呢，一般的情况下，就到我们的生日的那一天，我们呢就是 OK 清楚，这是我们这个经由母亲出生的，所以我们呢就会庆祝这一天。
We celebrate because we are another year older. Because celebrate because we're another year older.
我们庆祝实际上是在庆祝我们又一年又变老了。
And we should be another year wiser.
啊，我们呢就应该，既然我们又成长了一年了，我们应该这一年变得更加的明智有智慧。
But when we speak about the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但是呢，当我们来谈论 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现的时候
，just as if we speak about the appearance of Krishna，
就像我们在说这个 Krishna 显现的时候一样
，because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna，
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 实际上就是 Krishna 本人
，but he has a particular purpose in his advent。
但是呢，他这一次的降临有他特殊的意义。
Just as Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago,
就像 Krishna 在五千年前显现一样。
And he explains in Bhagavad Gita why he appears.
他呢，在《薄伽梵歌》里就 解释了为什么那个时候他要显现。
He said, whenever there is a decline of religious practice and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I appear.
他就说，每当这个宗教衰落，反宗教盛行的时候，我就会显现。
In order to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants.
是为了这个拯救虔诚的人，毁灭邪恶之人。
And to establish religious principles.
重建宗教原则。
I advent myself millennium after millennium.
所以呢，我一个年代又一个年代不断的显现。
And then he also says, Ajopi Sanavayatma, that although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates.
他说尽管呢，我是不经出生就存在的，我超然的身体永不毁灭。
And although I am the Lord of all sentient beings,
尽管呢，我是所有的圣洁的生物体的主人。
Still, I appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form.
但是我还是在每一个年代里头以我超然的形象显现。
So the word is Aja, Ajopi San Aviyatma. Aja means unborn.
那这个梵文 Aja 的意思就是不经出生就存在。
So if he's unborn, why are we observing birthday?
那如果他是无生的，不经出生就存在，我们为什么要去庆祝他的这个显现呢？
We have to understand that, that it is not ordinary birth.
我们必须要了解那个不是一个普通的出生。
Just as when the sun appears in the horizon, we don't say that the sun has been created in the east.
啊，当就像当这个太阳从东方冉冉升起的时候，我们不会说啊，这个太阳是从在东方被创造。
And then, when it disappears in the west, it's destroyed.
啊，当它这个从西边降下落山的时候，我们不会说啊，它在西方被毁灭。
The appearance and disappearance of the sun, takes place according to our vision of the sun.
啊，实际上这个太阳的出生或者是降落，实际上是根据我们的眼睛在看。
But the sun is always in the sky.
实际上太阳始终在天上。
Its appearance means its appearance to our vision.
所谓的显现出现是出现在我们的视野里面。
So, in the same way, when Krishna appears, he says, I appear in my original transcendental body.
同样的道理，当 Krishna 显现的时候， Krishna 说，我以我原本的形象显现。
In other words, he is an eternal person.
换句话说，他是永恒存在的人。
As Lord Brahma describes in his Brahma Samhita,
主 Brahma 在他的 Brahma Samhita 中
Ishwara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadya Ardi Govinda Savakarana Karana. That Krishna is Ishwara Parama, he's the supreme controller.
他解释说 Krishna 他是至尊的控制者。
He has a form, Vigraha.
他有形象。
But his form is Sat, Chit and Ananda.
但是呢，他的形象是 Sat, Chit, Ananda.
Sat is eternal.
Sat 是永恒。
Chit is full of knowledge.
Chit 是充满了知识。
And Ananda is full of bliss.
Ananda 意思是充满了极乐。
Now, if we examine this body,
那么如果我们现在来分析一下我们现有的身体，
this is also vigraha form.
我们现在也是一个 vigraha, 也是一个形体形象。
But we see that the characteristics of this body are different.
但是我们可以看到我们这个身体的形象形体是不一样的。
The words are asat, achit, and nirananda.
那用的呢就描述这个身体就是 asat, achit, nirananda.
Asat means temporary.
Asat 意思是短暂。
Achit means our knowledge is covered.
Achit 的意思我们的知识完全被遮住了。
Or in ignorance.
或者说是愚昧。
And nirananda means instead of being always blissful, it's a source of suffering.
Nirananda 的意思就是说，不是永远的充满了极乐的这样一种状态，而是痛苦的状态。
Now there is pleasure.
啊，当然了，有一定的乐趣，喜悦。
But if we examine the amount of pleasure in relationship to the amount of pain, then we see that.Actually, pain usually dominates.
但是呢， 当我们分析一下我们整个的生活里面所有的那种高兴的时候和我们感到很痛苦的时候的话，我们会发现其实痛苦的时候是占大多数。
For instance, if you take your little finger,
啊，比方说你一个手指头。
And you try to think of different ways you can have pleasure with the finger.
啊，你就想说，哎，这个手指头会有什么乐，就是高兴的感觉，是吗？
It can provide some temporary pleasure.
那当然了，就是你可以用各种方法让它感到挺满意的。
But if you take your finger and put it on the table,
但如果你把你的手指头放在桌子上
，and hit it with a hammer,
然后再拿一个锤子砸它一下。
Compare that pain with the pleasure.
啊，那你看一下那个痛苦，它比较你曾经给他的那种快乐的感觉和这样一下给他那个痛苦的感觉。
And the pain is usually much more prominent than the pleasure that you can have with a little tip of your finger.
你就会发现，你这一下子所感受到那个痛苦，比你用各种各样的方法让他感受到的快乐要大得多。
So therefore we can understand from that simple analogy, although we can look at it from many different angles of vision.
所以呢，从这样一个简单的分析我们能够了解，尽管其实我们可以用各种各样的方法去从各个角度分析。
That as much as we want to experience pleasure with the body, it has limits.
啊，也就是说我们通过我们的身体所感受到的快乐是极其有限的。
Because usually pain appears in some form or another.
啊，因为呢，一般的情况下，这个痛苦总是以某种形式或就是另外的形式，各种形式不断的在出现。
Either pain of the body or pain of the mind.
啊，我们发现我们的痛苦，要么就是身体上的痛苦，要么就是内心的痛苦。
So the pleasure that one is experiencing is not supposed to be always connected with the body.
啊，那个我们所感受到的那个所谓的快乐呢，也是实际上不是都是跟那个身体有联系的。
Therefore, we say the soul who is connected or identifies with the body, he's asat, achit, and nirananda.
所以我们就会说，如果那个真正的我灵魂，它去跟身体物质身体认同的话，它就是 asat, achit, nirananda。
Although the characteristic of the soul or the self within the body is Satchitananda.
尽管那个真正的我内在的我那个灵魂它本身是 Satchitananda.
So when we take birth in this body,
所以当我们呢就是在这个身体里面然后就出生了。
Because the body is composed of temporary physical elements.
因为身体实际上是短暂的这些物质的这个元素。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumir aponalovayu kamano buddha eva cha ahankara itiame vinaprakutir ashtata. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these comprise my separated material energies.
Krishna 就在《国家梵歌》里说了，土、水、火、气、空间、心、智和假我是我分离出来的物质能量。
But besides my material energy, there is a spiritual energy.
但是呢，除了我这些分离出的物质能量以外，我还有灵性的能量。
Which are the living entities?
那就是生物灵魂。
They are the source, the spiritual source, the spiritual soul within the body.
Say that again, sorry.
They are the source. Of consciousness and within the body.
啊，这个真我，这个灵魂，是我们那个身体展现出来的那个意识的根源。
But Krishna says, when I appear in my original transcendental body.
但是 Krishna 说，当我出现的时候，我是以我原本的超然的身体出现。
Which means that it is not a material birth.
那意思就是说，我的这种出生，这种显现，不是物质的。
He is not accepting a temporary physical body like the soul is accepting a body.
而且呢，他并不像我们这些个普通的灵魂接受一个物质身体一样，他是不接受物质身体。
Because he is the creator of this entire cosmic manifestation.
因为他是这整个物质宇宙的创造者。
He is also the controller of this cosmic manifestation.
而且他也是整个这个宇宙展示的控制者。
And therefore, he does not come under the laws of material nature.
因此，他并不受这个物质世界里头的自然法律的控制。
He is the creator of the laws.
他是那个法律的
Therefore, he is not subject to the law. Just like if there is a prison house. Prison house usually has many prisoners. Prisoners are standing behind bars and jail.
那些个犯人都在铁栏杆后面，在被关着。
And they are subject to the laws of the prison.
他们是受制于监狱的那些个法律的控制。
If they want to leave the cell, the gatekeeper has to come and unlock the door.
他们如果想要从牢房里出来的话，那个看守必须要把门打开。 昨天演的戏。Yesterday we had this drama.
Huh?
Yesterday we had this drama.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I missed it. What was the drama?
It's you know, mayor and it's a thief and yeah, the keep dog keep.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're under the laws of the prison.
那些个犯人呢，他们就受监狱的那个法律的控制。
But the warden of the prison, he's not under the laws.
What?
Warden? He's the person who's in charge of the prison.
但是呢，那个典狱长他就不受监狱法律的那个控制。
Sometimes the warden, he may come into the prison.
有的时候那个典狱长也许他就去到监狱里去了。
To see what's happening in the prison.
然后看看那个监狱的整个的情况怎么样。
So all the prisoners may be standing in their cells and saying, oh, look, the warden is in prison too.
那也许呢，所有的那些个犯人站在那个监牢的那个栏杆的后面，说：“哦，你看那典狱长，他也进了监狱了。”
So they may think, "Oh, he's getting what he deserves."
也许他们就想说：“哦，现在他也是跟我们一样了，然后得到他该得到的，也进监狱了。”
But actually, they may make fun and think that way.
但是事实上，尽管他们可能就是好像要嘲笑他取乐。
But just as he walks in, he also walks out.
但是看看他，典狱长，他走进来，他也走出去。There
are no doors, there's no keys, there's no locks.
并没有什么那个监牢关着他，也不需要打开钥匙，他才能够出去。There
are no laws for him that he has to follow because he's made the laws of the prison.
他不需要就是受监狱法律的这个规矩的控制，监狱规矩的控制，他是建立这些规矩的人。
In the same way, when the Lord appears in this world,
同样的道理, 当至尊主在这个世界显现的时候,
He's not subject to the same laws that He creates.
他不会受他所创建的所有的法律的控制。
He doesn't accept a physical body.
他也不接受一个物质的身体。
Although it may appear to be like a physical body.
尽管他的形象看起来好像他的身体是这种什么肉身。
Just like the prisoners who know nothing about the prison may think the warden's in jail. Just like the prisoners who see only the, who are forced to stay in the prison, they may think the warden is in jail.
就像那些个在监狱里被关着的犯人一样，他们说句实话，除了这个监狱，他们什么都不知道。结果他们看到那个典狱长来了，就想哦，典狱长就进监狱了。
In the same way, those who are in this world, when the Supreme Lord appears, they may think it's ordinary birth.
同样的道理，在这个物质世界里头的人看到至尊主显现的时候，就说：“哦，他跟我们一样，也就出生了。”Krishna
says, "Avajanati mam mudha."
Avajanati.
He said, "Fools deride me when I descend in this transcendental form."
所以呢 ，Krishna 他在国家梵歌里就说了，当我以超然的形象显现在这个世界里的时候，那些个愚蠢的人就嘲笑我。They
do not know my transcendental body.
他们根本就不知道是我超然的身体。And
my supreme dominion over all that be. And my supreme dominion over all that.
What? 那就是。 不知道我具有超然的身体，我控制着所有的一切。So
such fools, they think, oh, how can Krishna appear?
那这样的愚蠢之人就想说，啊，怎么 Krishna 就这么出现？They
think, no, it's not possible for him to appear.
他们可能就会想说，不可能的，他就这么出现。But
they're taking birth.
那当然，这些人他们是以出生的形式。 来到这个世上。
How is that happening?
这样的事情怎么发生的呢？
Materialists, they think it's happening by a combination of chemicals.
啊，那物质主义者呢，就认为说，这种出生实际上是由化学的各种元素组成的，才有了生命。
And they think that consciousness is simply a combination of chemicals.
他们认为意识只不过是各种化学元素的组合。
But those who have spiritual knowledge know that consciousness is always existing.
但是呢，有灵性知识的人知道意识是永恒存在的。
And the consciousness is simply accepts a temporary body.
那个意识只不过是接受了一个短暂的躯体而已。
And just as Krishna says, "Dehi no spinyata dehi kumaram jovanam jara," the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood. To youth, to old age, and similarly, the soul passes into another body at death.
啊，就像 Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里说了，就像那个灵魂在这个躯体里经历童年、青年和老年一样，当这个躯体没有用了的时候，他就离开这个躯体，又到另外一个躯体里去。
Dearest Tatra Namuyati, those who are dearer, those who are self-realized, they're not bewildered by that change.
啊，那些个真正认识了自我、觉悟了自我的人，不会对于躯体的变化。感到迷惑，被躯体的变化迷惑。
Just as a person takes off old garments and puts on new garments, in the same way the soul gives up old bodies and accepts new bodies.
就像这个人脱下旧服换新装一样，灵魂呢就是去掉这个老而无用的躯体，又进入一个新的躯体里面。
So the self is the soul, and the self is consciousness.
所以那个真正的自我是灵魂，那个真正的自我是意识。
And that consciousness exists outside the body.
那个意识实际上是不需要有躯体就存在。
Even when the body no longer exists.
哪怕这个躯体不在了，它还是存在。
That consciousness is spiritual energy.
那个意识实际上是灵性的能量。
And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Najayate mirte vakata chin," for the soul is never birth nor death.
啊 ，Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里说了，灵魂永远没有那种经历，就是永远它是不经出生就存在的。
It's unborn, undying, primeval, eternal, and ever existing.
啊，它不经出生就存在，它不死，它永不毁灭。
And he is not slain when the body is slain.
当这个躯体毁灭的时候，他不毁灭。
So just as the soul is eternal,
就像就说灵魂是永恒的。
The same way the supreme soul is also eternal.
同样的，至尊的灵魂也是永恒的。
The difference is that he doesn't have a physical body.
这个区别就在于说，他每一次的显现，他没有这种像我们这样的物质之躯。
The supreme soul is Satchidananda Vigraha.
至尊的灵魂，他永远都是 Satchidananda Vigraha.
Which means his body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
也就是说，他的那个身体是永恒的，充满了知识，充满了极乐。
And therefore, when he appears in this world,
因此呢，当他在这个世界上显现的时候。
It may appear that he is accepting a physical body.
看起来好像他接受了一个物质的身体。
For those who are foolish and unintelligent.
那这个呢，是对于那些个愚蠢的、没有知识的人去看，就以为他接受了一个物质的躯体。
But for those who know that the Lord is the controller of both the material and spiritual energies.
但是呢，对那些个知道至尊主他。控制着灵性能量，也控制着物质能量。
Because he has three energies.
啊，其实至尊主有三种主要能量。
Physical energy, material energy.
有物质能量。
The spiritual energy, which is eternal.
啊，灵性的能量，永恒的。
And the living entity who belongs to the spiritual energy.
啊，还有就是我们这些个个体生物，这个体生物呢，它属于灵性能量的范畴。
But he can come under the influence of this material energy.
但是呢，它可以就是受到这个物质能量的影响，受到制约。
Therefore, rather than saying birth of the Lord, we speak about the appearance of the Lord.
所以，正因为如此，我们不说至尊主的。诞生出生，我们说它显现。
This is the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以今天呢是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的显现日。
Just as Janmashtami is the appearance day of Krishna.
就像那个 Janmashtami 实际上就是 Krishna 的显现日。
Because on this day, 525 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world.
啊，实际上就是说在。 525年前，柴塔尼亚·马哈布出现在、显现在这个世上。
Is that mobile phone？
它是什么手机啊什么的，还是这个？怎么会有这个？
手机震动。Huh? Let's go. 嗯。The difference is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's Krishna himself,
啊，这个区别在于，尽管 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是 Krishna 本人，
he appeared in this age of Kali Yuga to fulfill a different purpose.
他呢？在这个卡里年代里头显现，是为了实现不同的目的。
When he appeared 5,000 years ago,
当他在5000年前显现的时候，
he appeared as the Supreme Lord.
他直接显现了，我就是至尊主。
And performed many wonderful activities that you read about in Krishna book.
然后呢，从事了很多我们在 Krishna 快乐的泉源那本书里头可以读到的很多神奇的活动。
But in his appearance of Kali Yuga,
但是呢，他在这个卡里年代里显现的时候，
he is known as Channa Avatar.
他呢就被称为 Channa Avatar.
Channa means hidden.
Channa 的意思就是隐藏的。
He's Krishna himself, but he's come in a disguised form.
他是 Krishna 本人，但是呢，他却把自己的真实身份掩藏起来。啊，以掩藏的那种形象出现。
Why did he disguise himself?
那他为什么要把自己就是乔装打扮的就完了
？He disguised himself because he wanted to fulfill a particular purpose.
他之所以要让自己是一种隐藏的这个身份，乔装打扮来这儿，是为了实现跟五千年前不同的目的。
This is also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
啊，那这些呢，在《永恒的柴塔尼亚经》当中也有解释。
That Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago.
啊，主 Krishna 在5000年前显现。
And he was accompanied by his eternal associates.
他呢，跟他的所有的永恒的同伴一起来。
He manifested his pastimes in this universe.
他呢，在这个宇宙当中，就是展演他所有的那些神奇的活动。
For 125 years.
啊，他在5000年前的时候，他在这个世上停留了125年。
And then he leaves.
然后他就离开了。
When he leaves, where does he go?
他离开了以后，他去哪了
？Well, it's described that there are unlimited universes.
啊，那么经典里描述说，实际上有无数的宇宙。
Okay. 就看这个后面这个有无数的泡泡，对吧？无数的宇宙。
Mahavishnu is manifesting unlimited universes from the pores of his body.
啊，这个 Mahavishnu 就从他的身体里头就是释放出来了无数的宇宙。无数的宇宙。
All different universes.
啊，那些都是不同的宇宙。
And every universe, there is a Lord Brahma, the Creator.
在每一个宇宙里头都有一个 Brahma 啊。
Lord Vishnu who lies on the ocean.
那然后每一个宇宙里头啊，都有那个就是在那个运旦之洋上面有一个 Vishnu 躺在那个地方。
And then from the navel of Lord Vishnu comes 14 planetary systems.
啊，那然后呢，从这个Vishnu 的肚脐这边就展示出了14层的星系。
And in each and every universe, there is Vishnu who maintains expansion of Krishna, and Vishnu who maintains that universe.
啊，那这个在每一个宇宙里头 ，Krishna 都有他的扩展成 Vishnu， 然后维系那个宇宙。
Although Mahavishnu, he is the causal.
啊，
original cause of all universes.
尽管那个 Mahavishnu 是所有无数的宇宙的最根源的那个来源。
So when the Supreme Lord disappears from the vision of those in the universe.
啊，那当这个主 Krishna 啊，至尊主，他从一个宇宙里面的那些个人的面前消失了的时候，
he leaves that universe and goes to the next.
他实际上是从一个宇宙到了另一个宇宙去了。
And his associates go with him.
而他所有的那些个同伴都跟他一起去。
To fulfill the same purpose in that universe as he fulfilled in the previous universe.
啊，然后呢，在另外一个宇宙里头去实现他在前一个宇宙当中所从事的活动实现的目的。
And there are unlimited universes.
而存在当中有无数的宇宙。
The Supreme Lord must be One might think must be very busy traveling.
人们也许会想说，哎，这至尊主还挺忙的哈。
He has to visit unlimited universes.
他要不断的拜访啊，就不断的到访无数的宇宙。
And he goes from one universe to the next to the next.
他就一个一个宇宙的这样的不断的去。
Just as the hands of the clock go from 1 minute to the next.
就像这个那个秒针一样，一秒一秒的在转。
In the same way, the Supreme Lord manifests, appears in one universe, displays his pastimes, disappears, and goes to the next universe.
同样的道理，至尊主呢，在一个宇宙当中显现，然后从事很多很多的神奇活动，然后就消失了，就去另外一个宇宙，就从事活动这样。
But there is a spiritual world.
但是呢，我们现在讲的是这个物质世界，还有灵性世界。
So one should not think that because Krishna is traveling throughout the universes, he puts a sign up on the spiritual world, says, "Sorry, I'm in the material world right now. Come back later."
我们就不应该想说，那个当 Krishna 到访不同的宇宙的时候，他在灵性世界里头就放一个牌子，就是说，很抱歉，我现在真到，我要去到物质宇宙里头去了，所以我现在不在这儿了。
No, he doesn't do that.
不，他不这么做。
Because he's unlimited.
因为他是无限的，不受限制的。
Advaita Machuta Manadim Ananta Rupam, as Lord Brahma describes, he's Advaita, he's eternal, he's non-dual.
Excuse me. 这个那个就像Brahma 在 Brahma Samhita 里解释，就是他是一体，他不是什么二元的。
He's Achyuta, his body's not subject to decay.
他是 Achyuta, 就是说他的那个身体是not subject of
to decay.
To decay, 就是分裂还是
infallible.
他是永不犯错，永远可靠的。
He's Anadi, he's the original person.
他是 Anadi, 他是存在中的第一人。
He has no beginning.
他没有开始存在的时间。
He has no end.
他没有结束存在的时间。
And he always manifests the form of ever fresh youth.
他永远展现出风华正茂的形象。
Doesn't grow old.
他从来都不会变老。
So Krishna simultaneously exists.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他同时存在在所有的地方。
Not only in his spiritual form in the spiritual world,
不仅仅是他这个灵性的形象在灵性的世界里面
but he also comes into this material universe.
他同时还到这个物质的宇宙里面去
And his associates, they come with him.
而他所有的那些个同伴都跟他一起去
And he also manifests in every heart of every living being.
而且不仅如此，他还让自己出现在每一个生物体的心中。
That is the super soul.
这个就是超灵。
How unlimitedly he can expand.
所以我们可以想象一下，他是多么的无限的扩展自己，无数扩展出无数的自己。
So Krishna is that original primal person.
Krishna 是存在的那个第一人，存在当中的第一个。
And he appeared.In this universe, 5,000 years ago.
他呢是五千年前在这个宇宙当中出现了显现。
But after he left, he began to think.
但是呢，当他离开了以后，他就开始想。
He says it's been a long time since I've actually distributed love of Godhead in the form as that experienced by the residents of Vrindavan.
他说自从我呢，就是以这样的一个特别的形象。在 Vrindavan 显现，然后呢，分发对神的爱以后，已经很长时间过去了。
Because as we said, when Krishna appeared as the Supreme Lord, he appeared just that, as the Supreme Lord.
因为我们说了，五千年前当他显现的时候，他是以至尊主的身份和形象显现的。
He came to enjoy with his eternal associates.
他来这里是跟他的那些个永恒的同伴们来享乐来的。
And to display.His pastimes of the spiritual world and the material world.
然后呢，在这个物质世界里头展演他在灵性世界里头所从事的那些个活动。
He came because of his devotees who were very eager to see him.
他之所以来这儿，是因为在这个世界里头的很多他的奉献者非常渴望见到他。
And while he was here, he fought with many demons.
那当他在这儿的时候，他跟很多很多的恶魔打仗。
But he appeared as the Supreme Lord.
但是那个时候，他是以至尊主的形象出来的。
So he was thinking, I would like to go again.
然后他就想说，已经很长时间过去了，我想要再去。
He said, but this time, instead of coming as the Lord, I'll come as a devotee of the Lord.
他说，但是呢，这一次呢，我就不想以至尊主的形象显现了，我想以主的奉献者的形象显现。
In order to teach by my own example.
这样的话，我就可以以身作则的教导人们。
Because everybody needs an example.
因为每一个人都需要有榜样嘛。
When Krishna came, he taught in a theoretical way.
但是呢 ，Krishna 来的时候，他是在理论上给了我们教导。
He said, "Surrender to me."
他在国家梵歌里说，皈依我。
But most did not surrender.
但是绝大多数人没有投靠、服从他，没有皈依他。
They didn't know who he was.
他那些人不知道他是谁。
Only the devotees could understand who he was.
只有那些奉献者才能够了解他是谁。
And most could not understand.
绝大多数人不了解。
So he was thinking.That I will come again.
所以他就想说，我应该再去一次。
I'll come in Kali Yuga.
我要在卡利年代里头去。
But this time, I will come to practice to teach devotional service by practicing it myself.
但是这一次呢，我要以我自己做出榜样来教导人们什么叫做做奉爱服务。
And I will come as a devotee.
我呢要以奉献者的身份去。
Not as the Supreme Lord.
而不是至尊主的身份去。
But as a devotee of the Lord.
而是至尊主的奉献者的身份显现。
To teach how to serve the Supreme Lord.
教导人们怎么样实际的为至尊主做服务。
And to teach how to follow all the instructions that I gave in Bhagavad Gita by my own example.
我要以身作则的教导人们怎么样遵循我在五千年前《薄伽梵歌》里给的那些个教导。
And therefore he was thinking that in one verse is described: Yuga Dhamma Pravatamu Nama Sankirtan Chari Baba Bhaktidya Nachimu Bhavan.I will inaugurate the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
所以呢，在经典里头就有一节诗就说了，他说我要启动这个集体歌唱神的圣名的运动。
And I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy.
然后我要让全世界都心醉神迷，如痴如醉的跳起舞来。
So they can realize the loving mellows of devotional service to me.
这样的话呢，他们就可以认识到，就是为我做奉爱服务的那种甜美。
He said, "If a person doesn't follow, how can he teach?"
他就想说，一个人如果他不遵循教导的话，他怎么能够去教导别人呢？
Nobody can follow somebody who's not an example themselves.
啊，没有一个人愿意去跟随一个就是讲了以后自己不做的那种人，对吧？
Just like Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, if a person smokes and he says, "Don't smoke," now how can you convince anybody to smoke?
对，就像帕布帕德在这个《薄伽梵歌》里的一节诗的要旨里就说了：如果一个人跟你说不要抽烟，然后他自己抽烟，你怎么可能按照他的教导去做呢？
Although I'm God and I don't have to follow any of these activities.
啊，他说他就想说，尽管我是神，我不需要去遵守所有的那些个规章制度去那样从事活动。
Still, I want to teach them.
但是呢，我想要教导他们怎么样实际的去做。
So how can I teach them unless I do it myself?
所以如果我自己不去做的话，我怎么能够去教导人家呢？
Previously, when he appeared as Krishna, he did many supernatural things.
前面当他五千年前显现的时候，作为至尊主显现的时候，他从事了很多非凡的神奇的活动。
But we can't follow that example.
但是他从事那些活动，我们没有办法去跟着那样去做。
Everybody needs an example to follow.
每一个人都需要他能够去学习的那个榜样去跟着学习。
Krishna danced with the gopis in the dead of night.
啊，那五千年前 ，Krishna 跟很多很多的牧牛姑娘在半夜里头跳舞。
He can do that. He's the Supreme Lord.
他可以这么做，因为他是至尊主。
He's not subject to the laws. He has no lust in his heart.
啊，他不受什么物质法律的控制，他内心里头根本就没有色欲。
But if we imitate, we become degraded.
但是 是如果我们也跟着他学，半夜里就跟谁去跳舞去了，我们就堕落。
So we can't follow Krishna's example.
所以我们不能够去学 Krishna 从事过的那些活动。
So Krishna's thinking I should come again and teach them by my example.
所以 Krishna 就说我应该再次去，我呢要以身作则的教导他们怎么能够遵循这些个。
I told everybody in my teachings in Bhagavad Gita to always think of me.
我呢在博迦梵歌里呢教导大家要永远想着我。
To always chant my name.
要始终不断地吟诵吟唱我的名字。
So I will come again as a devotee who is always thinking of Krishna.
所以呢我应该以至尊主的奉献者的形象去，然后一直不断地就是表现出来，就是想着至尊主吟诵吟唱他的圣名。
He came in the mood of the topmost devotee.
所以呢，他是以最优秀的奉献者的那种心态显现的。
Who is none other than Radharani?
而最优秀的奉献者在整个的存在当中是 Radharani.
Who is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
Radharani, 他始终沉浸在对 Krishna 的思念当中。
She is always looking for Krishna.
他一直不断地在寻找 Krishna.
Always eager to serve Krishna.
一直渴望为 Krishna 做服务。
But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he wanted to distribute this method of devotional service through the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
但是呢，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现在这个世界上的时候，他想要介绍啊一种叫做集体歌唱神的圣名的运动，这样的方法。
First appeared, seemed like an ordinary child.
但是呢，当他刚开始显现最初的那个阶段，他表现出来的就像一个普通的孩子一样。
And although many of the associates of the Lord appeared before the Lord,
啊，尽管呢，很多很多至尊主的那些个永恒的同伴在他显现之前就已经出现在这个世界上了。
And they were very attracted by the Lord.
啊，他们都很受至尊主的吸引。
Because the Lord covers them by His yogamaya potency, they could not recognize Him as the Lord.
啊，但是呢，当时因为至尊主用他的内在的错觉能量，叫做 yogamaya 能量，把他自己呢就是盖起来了，因此那些个人他不能够就是认出至尊主。
Because He came with a mission.
因为至尊主这一次来，他是有他使命的。
Instead of killing the demons like Krishna did.
啊，他这一次来，他不是像 Krishna 显现的时候一直不断在杀恶魔。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to kill the demoniac mentality.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来，他不是杀外在的那个恶魔，而是杀我们每一个人内心当中的那些个魔，心魔，心魔。
He did not bring any weapons with him.
他这一次来，他没有带任何的武器来。
He didn't come to destroy any demons or to kill them.
啊，他这一次来没有说是杀那些所有的外在的那些恶魔。
And he came simply to teach by his example how to love the supreme.
他这一次来只是以身作则的教导我们怎么样能够去爱神。
But he had to wait for the right time.
可是呢，他必须要等到恰当的时机到来。
Because he had a purpose and he had a mission.
哎，他有他的要实现的目的，他有他的使命。
And there are many descriptions in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat which describe how nobody could recognize that Gauranga was the Supreme Lord.
啊，所以呢，在永恒的《柴塔亚经》啊，还有在那个《柴塔亚巴格瓦》里面，就有很多的这样的描述，就是他刚开始的时候，他表现的就像一个普通的孩子一样，所以很多人根本就不知道这个 Gauranga 就是至尊主本人。
Even though there were so many indications which gave the strong indications that his appearance was very auspicious.
啊，尽管呢，他显现的那个时刻是那么的吉祥，实际上已经预示了很多的东西。
Everyone was chanting the names of the Lord when he appeared.
其实呢，在他显现的那个时刻，所有的人都在吟诵吟唱神的。
There's a lunar eclipse is inauspicious, so everybody goes to the river. They counteract the effects of the lunar eclipse. They chant the names of Hari, Hari.
嗯，因为它显现的那个时刻是月食，那月食从物质的角度来说是特别不吉祥的时刻，所以昨天我说是特别不吉祥的时刻。那么，在这个经典里头的教导，人们那个时候的人们都知道应该赶快到圣河里去，也就是到他们到那个恒河里头去，然后呢，为了能够抵消 这个月食的那个不吉祥的影响，所以每个人都大声的呼喊哈利哈利来抵消那个不吉祥的影响，那就在吟唱圣名。
Everyone was chanting when he appeared.
所以呢，等于就是在他显现的时候，每个人都在吟唱圣名。
And even when Lord Chaitanya was a little baby, a child.
那甚至呢，就是当这个 Gauranga 啊，就是主彩丹娘，他显现在小婴儿的时候。
He would oftentimes cry.
他就经常的哭。
And the only way they could get him to stop crying.
唯一能够让他停止哭泣的方法。
They take him on his lap and immediately chant the names of Hari.
就是人们就是把他给抱到自己的这个膝盖上，然后就开始唱至尊主的圣名哈利。
Anything else they would try would not work.
否则的话，无论用什么方法，就没办法让他停止哭。
Play with him.
跟他玩儿。
Throw him up in the air.
就是把他抱起来，抛到空中接触什么的，
Dance.
然后跳舞什么。
Nothing would work. Give him something to eat.
给他吃啊什么的，没有任何一个方法能够让他停止哭。
Crying.
他就一直不断的哭啊哭啊哭啊。
As soon as he chants the names of Hari.
但是呢，一旦吟唱 Hari 的圣名
，immediately become blissful and joyful.
马上他就变得特别的开心了。
Stop crying.
就不哭了。
So everybody learned that if they wanted Nimai to be happy, they had to chant.
他小时候的名字叫尼麦，所以所有的人就都知道，只要想要让尼麦不哭的话，那就是唱神的圣名就好了。
Again, he was revealing the purpose, but not everyone could understand.
所以其实他即使在婴儿的时候，他已经揭示了他来的那个目的，但是呢，人们还是认不出他是至尊主。
Just like one time when Nimai was a little baby.
就像有一次，当尼麦就是小 baby 的时候
，There was a pilgrim Brahmin who had been traveling around, came to the house of Jagannath Mishra.
就有一个那个朝圣的那个 Brahmin 啊，婆罗门就来到他父亲的家，叫这个 Jagannath Mishra 的家里。
So、Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, they were the father and mother of Lord Chaitanya.
那这个主柴塔尼亚的父母的名字叫做 Jagannath Mishra， 还有就是 Sachi 母亲。
But they were not ordinary father and mother.
当然，这个父母不是什么普通的父母。
They were eternal associates of the Lord who appeared so that they could experience the pleasure of serving the Lord as their son.
他们实际上是至尊主在灵性世界里面的永恒的同伴。他们之所以在主显现之前就到来，然后当他的父母，是因为他们想要感受当他的父母以这样的方式为他做服务的那个甜美的感觉。
He is the reservoir of all relationships.
实际上，至尊主是所有的关系的那个源头。
It means that whatever relationships exist in this world, they actually have their eternal place in the spiritual world.
意思就是说，这个世界里所具有的所有的关系，其实在灵性世界里都有那个根源，都有那个关系。
Friendship,
永恒存在，比方说友情
，parental affection，
这种父母的对孩子的爱
，conjugal loving relationship，
这个情侣之爱
，marital relationship，
这个结婚的那种这个配偶之间的爱
，all the relationships of this world are actually manifestations of the eternal relationships that exist in the spiritual world.
实际上，在这个物质世界里头，所有的那种关系。在灵性世界里都永恒的存在。
But in the spiritual world, Krishna is the son.
但是在灵性世界里头 ，Krishna 是那个儿子。
Everybody thinks, "Oh God, he's our father."
我们现在这个世界里头都是想的，神是我们的父亲。
Krishna says, "Aham bija pata pita, I am the seed-giving father of all living beings."
因为 Krishna 在博迦梵歌里说了，我就是那个播种的父亲。
So, although he is the father of all living beings,
尽管他是所有的生物的那个原始的那个父亲
it's much more intimate when he becomes the son.
但是呢，如果他成为某一个人的儿子的话，那个关系就变得更加的亲密了。
The father we go to when we want something.
那我们去找父亲的话，我们是想要什么东西
？If we need something,
我们需要什么东西，我们就去找父亲。
Gives us protection.
给我们保护啊。
Yes, Krishna gives us protection also.
对，是的 ，Krishna 也给我们保护。
He's providing all of our necessities.
他给我们现在的生存提供了所有的便利条件。
But one can have even a more intimate relationship.
但是呢，人实际上可以跟神有更亲密的关系。
one can actually have Krishna as their own son.
人可以把 Krishna 当成自己的亲生的儿子去，对吧？
Serve him in that relationship.
然后呢，以这样的方式为他做服务。
And one will never think that this is God.
那在那个很多那些奉献者，他们这么做的时候，从来都不会去想这个是神。
Because if you think this is God, then how can you punish your son?
因为如果你想他是神了的话，当他比方说做错事的时候，你怎么能够去惩罚他呢？
If you think he's mischievous, I have to punish him. But how can I punish him? He's God.
如果他比方说居然做了一些调皮捣蛋的事情，然后呢，我必须要就是惩罚他。但是他是神，我怎么能够惩罚他？
I'll be struck by a lightning bolt.
如果我这么惩罚他了的话，到时候霹雳就要打着我了。
So.In order to be able to relish that relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，为了能够跟 Krishna 能够品尝到这样更亲密的关系，
Krishna covers so that we forget that he's God, so we can relish that.
Krishna 他就把自己掩藏起来，让我们认不出他是神。这样的话，我们就能够把他当成我们的儿子一样的去爱他。
And he becomes just like a child.
他就显现的就像一个小孩子一样。
It's just as when a child comes up to the parents and puts his arms around the child.
啊，就像小孩子来到父母面前，然后抱住自己的父母。
Mother, parents, they feel so much affection towards the child.
然后那个父母就对那个孩子就内心充满了爱。
What more perfect relationship of parental affection can there be to have that with the God, with the Supreme Lord?
你说一个父母对于孩子的爱有什么样的这样的一种关系，能够有一个有神当你的儿子，然后你作为父母去体验这样的爱，这是最完美的感受。
So Jagannath, Mishra, and Sachimata, they were qualified to have the Supreme Lord as their son.
那 Jagannath, Mishra 和这个Sachi 的母亲，他们因为那么样的具有资格，所以可以有神来当他们的儿子，让他们感受这样的一种甜美的爱的感觉。
Young Nimai was a little baby.
那那个时候呢，主彩丹尼亚小时候叫做尼麦，尼麦他是一个小 baby 的形象。
And Jagannath Mishra, he was not very wealthy.
那这个 Jagannath Mishra 当时他不是很富有的状态。
He was a Brahmin, simple Brahmin.
他是一个很简朴的 Brahmana， 就是一个婆罗门。
And although they were not in complete poverty, they lived very simple.
他们呢不是有着各种各样的富裕财富的，他们是生活的非常简单。
So when this Brahmin arrived in their home,
那个时候呢，当那个朝圣的那个 Brahmana， 那个婆罗门来到他们的房子。
He had been traveling all over.
他已经在很多圣地都已经朝圣过。
He was a renunciate.
他是一个弃绝者。
He was a worshipper of Gopal.
他呢是崇拜神的 Gopa 的形象的。
And he used to carry with him a little deity around his neck of Krishna as Gopal.
我们去过印度的人看过那个 Gopa 的形象呢，一手拿着那个甜品，那个小 baby 的形象，所以他在脖子上就挂着一个小 Gopa 的神像，总是崇拜他。
Gopal is Krishna is a young cowherd boy.
那 Gopa 呢是 Krishna 以这个小牧牛童的形象显现的那个形象。
And this Brahmin lived a very renounced life.
那这个 Brahmana 呢，他是过着一种非常弃绝的生活。
He was always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord.
他总是沉浸在想念至尊主的那个状态当中。
And when he arrived in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, they were...
当他到了加格纳的 Mishra 和 Sachi 母亲的那个房子的时候，
they recognized that this was a very spiritual person.
那两位他们就认出这是一个非常特殊的神圣的人物。
According to Vedic culture, when a spiritual person, a saintly person comes to your home, you offer them all of their all comforts.
那按照伟达文明来说，当一个圣洁、一个非常灵性的人物到你家来的时候，你应该把你自己所有的这个家里头的情况，就是让他过得特别的舒适的那种状态，给他提供舒适的条件。
Whatever possessions one has, one offers it to the guest.
也就是说，你自己有什么，你都应该给客人献出来。
But the guest only takes what he needs because he's very satisfied.
但是呢，那个客人呢，他只拿他自己需要的东西，因为他已经是很满足的一个状态。
So Jagannath Mishra said to this Brahmin, I said, you wandering all over the forest.
那加甘的秘书就说了啊，你在所有的森林里头都已经旅游过了。
I can see you worshiping Gopal.
啊，我可以看到你实际上是在崇拜 Gopal 的形象。
Please let us provide ingredients so that you can cook for your deity.
那让我们来为您提供所有的必需品，让您可以为您的神像做一顿饭。
You are always wandering in the forest, and you are always simply offering some.Wild roots.
啊，您呢总是在这个森林里头在旅行，因此呢，只不过就给总是给这个神像就是供奉一些个什么树根呐、啊、植物的根呐、啊、这些东西。
But why not offer some opulent foods for your pleasure of your deity?
啊，今天为什么不能够跟你给你的神像做一顿丰盛的这个饭，然后供奉给他呢
？So the Brahmin accepted their invitation.
所以呢，那个 Brahmin 呢，他就。就是接受了这个 Jagannath Mishra 的这个邀请。
And he went into the kitchen and prepared very nice opulent food for the offered to his Gopal deity.
然后呢，他就到了这个厨房里头，就给这个他的这个神像做了一顿很丰盛的餐宴，然后供奉给他的神像。
After cooking everything, he brought it and placed it before his deity.
当他做完所有的东西以后，他放到盘子里头，就把这个盘子端到那个神像的面前。
He bowed down and began offering prayers.
然后呢，他就开始向神像顶礼，开始献上他的祈祷文。
Praying for Gopal to please accept his offering with love.
向神像祈求说，来接受我给你的这一份供奉。
And when he looked up, he saw a young Nimai.
但是呢，他抬头一看。那个小尼玛就在那个地方。
尼玛 had taken some of the rice that the Brahmin was offering.
啊，他尼玛就用手就抓起一些个这个 Brahmin 啊供奉的那个米饭。
And he put it in his mouth and started eating it.
然后就放到自己嘴里就开始吃了。
And the Brahmin said, "Oh, what is this?"
那个 Brahmin 说，这是怎么回事
？This child has taken that which I'm offering to Gopal.
这个小孩子把我给那个 Gopal 供奉的东西拿去吃了。
It's contaminated.
这个。整个这供奉的食物已经被污染了。
How can I offer it now?
我怎么能够再接着供奉呢
？When Jagannath Mishra saw the behavior of his son, his mischievous child.
那这个 Jagannath Mishra 看到他自己的孩子所做的这个淘气的行为
，said I've invited this Brahmin to my home.
说我把这位 Brahmin 啊，就是邀请到我们家来。
And look at this mischievous behavior you're doing, my son.
你看看你这个淘气的行为，我这个儿子做出的淘气的行为。
I will punish you.
我要打你，我要惩罚你。
And he became very angry.
他就变得非常的生气。
And he started running after Nimai.
然后他就开始去追那个尼麦去了，要打他。
Nimai ran into the other room, closed the door.
然后尼麦呢就跑到另外一个房间里头，把门就关上了，锁上了。
Brahmin grabbed the Jagannath Mishra's arm. He says, "Mishra, please, do not be angry at your son."
啊，然后那个 Brahmin 呢就抓住这个Jagannath Mishra 就说 ，Mishra 就千万不要对你的儿子生气。
This is Gopal's arrangement.
啊，这个可能是 Gopal 的安排吧。
It is not meant to be.
啊，就不应该的这样做。
He simply wants simple roots and from the forest.
也许这个 Gopa 他不想要这么丰盛的餐宴，他只是想要森林里头的那些个树根、植物的根而已。
You will be satisfied.
啊，也许那些东西他就已经满足了。
Jagannath Mishra said, "No, I have invited you to my home."
那加甘尼人说，不是，我就邀请你到我家来。
You are my guest.
你是我的客人。
And you must cook again.
你必须再做一顿饭。
I said, no, it is not necessary, please.
那 Brahmin 说其实不需要了，就没关系了。
He said, no, I insist. I'll get all the ingredients. I'll clean the kitchen so it's perfectly clean. You go in there and you cook one more.
加甘的秘书说不，我坚持，我现在就是要再给你准备所有的那些原材料，然后我要把厨房都打扫干净，您重新再做一次。
So they decided this time they were going to take Nimai.Away.
然后呢，他们就决定这一次要把尼麦给带得远远的带走。
So he couldn't disturb again.
这样的话，他就不会再打扰了。
So they brought him next door.
他呢，他们就把他弄到隔壁邻居家去。
And while he was bringing him next door, they were saying, all the neighbors were saying to Nimai, "Nimai, what are you doing eating this Brahmin's food?"
哈，那当他们把他带到邻居家的时候，所有的邻居就说，尼麦，你在做什么呢？你把人家 Brahmin 就是做的那些饭都给人家吃了。
He says, "I always eat food offered by Brahmins."
那尼麦就说，我总是吃 Brahmin 供奉的食物啊。
I'm a cowherd boy.
我就是那个牧牛童啊。
He called me.
是他叫我来的。
And I came with
it. 然后所以我就来了呀。
Oh, 你买。
所以那些个邻居就说 Oh, 你买，你在说什么呢？你。
So they brought him next door and they kept him busy.
所以呢，他们就把那个尼玛就带到邻居家去，让他就是反正就是从事什么活动忙着。
And then the Brahmin went into the kitchen again and he began cooking.
然后那个 Brahmin 呢又进入厨房，重新又开始做饭。
So, after he finished cooking,
他做完饭以后
，Nimai was busy in the other place.
那个尼玛在其他地方正忙着在玩呢。
And they were thinking, oh.That's not possible. He won't disturb.
啊，咱大家就想这一次肯定他正在忙着在玩，他不会来打扰的。
And the Brahmin he placed the offering before the deity.
那个 Brahmin 又把自己的那个做的那些东西放到盘子里，又带到神像面前。
Just at that moment, everybody in the house and the other house fell asleep.
那就在这个时候，在房子里头所有人就都睡着了。
Nimai slipped out of the house.
尼玛又溜进来了。
And the Brahmin was offering prayers.
那个 Brahmin 呢没有注意到，还在那儿祈祷。
He got up and just as he was looked, he saw Nimai taking the rice again.
等到他顶礼祈祷，一抬头，尼玛又在那边抓着米饭又在吃了。
He's, wow, what is this?
Brahmin 就喊起来，哦，这是怎么回事啊？
This mischievous child has contaminated my offering again.
这个淘气的孩子又把我的食物又污染了。
I cannot offer anything.
我又不能够供奉了。
And this time, Jagannath Mishra, he ran, he saw what was happening, and immediately became very angry.
那这一次呢 ，Jagannath Mishra 一听到那个喊声，又赶快跑来，一看 ，OK， 又发生所有这些东西。
Picked up his stick.
他就拿起他的棍子。
My child will not escape punishment today.
说今天我这个孩子完全逃不掉我对他的惩罚。
He must be punished for this mischievous behavior.
我必须对他这种淘气的行为要加以惩罚。
So he began running after Nimai.
他又开始去追孩子。
And the Brahmin again said, "No, no, Jagannath Mishra, please don't. Your son is not to be held responsible. He's a young child. How can he know what he's doing?"
那个 Brahmin 呢就说了，加甘尼耍千万不要这样做。他只不过是一个。小孩子，你不要惩罚他。你说那么一个小孩子，他能知道什么呢？是不是不要惩罚他
？Young children like this, they're innocent. They don't know what they're doing. Don't hold them.
像这么小的孩子，他们完全是无辜的，他们根本就不知道他们在做什么，所以别拿着你的棍子要去打他。
This is proof that Gopal simply wants some wild roots.
这只不过就再一次证明 Gopal 他只不过就想要一些个森林里面的那些个树根了、植物根就可以了。
Can't you see it's Gopal's arrangement?
你难道就看不出来这是 Gopal 的安排吗？
And while the Brahmin is pacifying Jagannath Mishra,
当这个 Brahmin 呢在安抚这个 Jagannath Mishra 的时候，
just at that moment, Nimai's older brother Vishwarup came into the house.
就在这个时候，尼玛的哥哥 Vishwarupa 就进来了。
Vishwarupa is actually it was Lord Chaitanya's older brother, it was Nityananda.
Oh, 那 Vishwarupa 实际上呢是这个主柴塔亚的哥哥，是 Nityananda.
Who would later manifested into Nityananda, who appeared in Ekachakra.
后来他就是这个他的这个哥哥进来的这个哥哥，后来在 Ekachakra。那个地方我们这次没有去，哎，他就显现出了尼铁南达帕布的形象。
Ekachakra is the auspicious place where Nityananda appeared.
所以那个 Ekachakra 是尼铁南达帕布显现的那个很吉祥的地方。
But anyways, when Vishwarupa entered into the house,
但是呢当这个 Vishwarupa 他进了这个房子的时候，
He's very attractive bodily features.
他那个 Vishwarupa 他长得非常的吸引人，他的长相。
And when the Brahmin saw him, became so captivated by his beauty.
那这个 Brahmin 呢，看到 Vishwarupa 这种英俊的这个外貌的时候，特别的受吸引。
He immediately asked, "Who are the fortunate parents who had such a beautiful son?"
他当时就说，哇，这个是这个这是谁的孩子，哪一对父母能够这么幸运，能够得到这么漂亮的孩子。
Vishwarupa was also very learned in scripture.
那 Vishwarupa 他当时实际上对于经典也是非常的博学的。
Vishwarupa came in and fell at the feet of the Brahmin.
那 Vishwarupa 呢进来以后就扑倒在这个 Brahmana 的脚下。
Oh, Brahmana, I can understand.
他说，哦 ，Brahmana， 我能够明白。
You are a very saintly person.
你是一个位非常圣洁的人。
And my parents, they're so eager to render some service to a saintly person.
我的父母特别的渴望能够对圣洁之人做出一些服务。
If you do not allow them to serve you, it will be like committing violence to them.
如果你不允许他们为你做服务的话，那等于是向他们施加暴力。
And they're so eager, they so much want you to provide service for you so you can serve your deity Gopal.
他们是那么的渴望为你做服务啊，提供那些便利条件让你能够为你的 Gopal 做服务。
And he said, please therefore I request you.
因此我再一次请求你。
Cook one more time.
我请求你再煮一次吧，再煮一次饭，再做一次饭。
This time we'll make sure my younger brother doesn't do anything.
这一次我要确保我的弟弟再不会做什么这种事情了。
Clean everything in the kitchen. Bring all fresh ingredients.
我要这个把这个厨房都打扫干净，然后呢，把所有的新鲜的这些原材料都带来。
Brahmana says it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
那 Brahmana 就说了，哎，现在已经是早上两点了，两点。
Who cooks at this time?
谁？两点钟，早上两点钟做饭。
And he said, no, please, you should not fast.
啊，那这个，这个，他就说不，你不应该断食。
So he convinced the Brahmin to cook for a third time.
所以呢，他就再一次的说服这位 Brahmana， 第三次再做饭。
Brahmin went into the kitchen.
然后 Brahmana 又进了厨房。
And Nimai again was, this time he was fast asleep.
这一次呢，尼麦很快的就入睡了。
So when it came time for the Brahmin to offering his offer, to offer his offering,
啊，当这个 Brahmana 又到时间又在供奉的时候，
they were thinking there's nothing that could possibly he could do.
这一次就想说他已经睡着了，他还能做什么呢？
So he began making his offering.
然后他又开始顶礼供奉，啊，就是祈祷。
And at that moment, everybody was sleeping.Again.
那个时候清晨两点的时候，所有的人又都入睡。
And Nimai came again.
尼玛又来了。
He took the rice.
又开始抓起米饭又吃了。
Held it in his mouth.
啊，放到自己嘴里了。
And the Brahmin said, oh no.
那个 Brahmin 一抬头一看，哦，怎么又发生了。
But nobody could hear him. Everyone was sound asleep.
那这个时候人们已经折腾了半夜了，都已经熟睡了，没人听到他的这种呼喊。
Nimai said to the Brahmin, "So Brahmin, you are calling me."
然后那个尼麦就跟这个 Brahmana 就说：“说 Brahmana， 是你在叫我。
I have to come.
我你既然叫我，我就得来呀。
Because of your love and devotion, I had to eat the food that was cooked by you.
哦，因为你是怀着爱做的这个奉爱，我就得吃你做的饭呢。
And then before the Brahmin, he manifested this most wonderful food.
然后呢，他就在这个 Brahmana 面前展现了他的那么神奇的形象。
He manifested a form with 8 arms.
他呢，展现了他八臂的形象，八只手臂的形象。
2 arms was Krishna taking butter. 2 hands, Krishna was taking butter.
有两只手呢，是 Krishna 的手，正在拿着那个奶油在吃呢。
Krishna holding a flute.
然后呢 ，Krishna。就是那个另外两只手呢 ，Krishna 手持笛子。
And in the other arms, he displayed all his forms of divinity.
Divinity 的神性，就是另外的那些个手臂里头都是拿着他的那种神性的那些像。
Conch shell, disc, lotus, flower.
就是就是我们可以看到的，就是海螺、莲花、飞轮、大头发。
When the Brahmin saw this form, he immediately fell down and lost consciousness.
那这个 Brahmin 一看到这个神奇的形象，立刻就昏了过去。
And then Nimai, who had manifested this form, he went down. He went his hands. He lifted the Brahmin and said, "Please look at me."
啊，然后这尼麦呢就从桌上就下来了，然后把他的手用他的手就是让这个 Brahmana 起来说你看看我的形象。
And he saw Krishna in his form of Gopal.
然后呢，这个 Brahmana 一醒过来，一看他面前的尼玛呈现出的是 Krishna 的 Gopa 的形象，牧牛犊的形象。然后他就也看到了，同时看到了 Vrindavan 的森林。
Cowherd boys and cowherd girls are all manifested before him.
啊，然后呢，在他的面前，所有的牧牛童、牧牛姑娘都出现。
Tears were flooding his eyes.
这个时候，他热泪涌流。
It's the same Gopal he had been worshipping throughout his life.
原来这个就是他毕生所崇拜的 Gopa.
Had come before him and said, "I've come to accept your offering."
啊。他到他面前来说，我来接受你的供奉来了。
He said, I always eat food cooked by you.
他说，其实我一直都在吃你供奉你煮的食物。
I cannot refuse any food that you cooked.
我就没办法，就是拒绝你所烹煮的任何的食物。
He says, even you do not remember, but last time I appeared here, you also cooked for me.
啊，其实呢，你忘了，其实上一次你也是在这做。做饭，然后我就是给我供奉。
You cooked in the home of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jasoda.
啊，那个前一世呢，你是在那个亚修的母亲和南的马哈拉，就五千年前显现他的父母，你是在他们家里头煮饭，然后供奉给我。
And I came and ate your food there.
我那个时候也是来就吃你煮的这些东西。
I will always accept anything you offer me because you have so much love in your heart.
我就是永远都会接受你所这个供奉的一切，因为你是对我充满了那么多的爱和奉献之情。
I accept you as my eternal associate.
我把你当作是我的永恒的同伴。
And then after.Revealing, and then he told the Brahmin. He said, "But I've come for a particular purpose."
他然后呢，他接着说，但是我这一次来，我是为了实现一个特殊的目的。
I've come to inaugurate the congregational chanting of the holy names.
我这一次来是要启动集体歌唱神的圣名运动。
But I will not manifest that till the time is right.
但是呢，除非时机到了，我不会展现这一切。
He said, first I have to attract all the scholars and the pundits of Navadvip.
啊，他说，我首先要做的是，先要把这个 Navadvip 的所有的这些个学者，梵文叫做 pundit， 先把他们吸引过来。
Because Navadvip was the place where all the learned scholars and pundits would come to study scripture.
啊，因为 Navadvip 就是我们这一次去的那个地方，是全世界所有的那些个 pundit， 也就是学者们聚集到这儿会学习经典的地方。
They would study scripture, though not to know devotional service to God.
啊，他们呢会研读经典、研习经典，但是呢却没有对神的那种奉爱之心。
They would study scripture simply so they could argue with one another.
他们这个研读经典的目的，只不过就是为了能够彼此就是争论，然后就是战胜对方。
They didn't know the goal of scripture.
他们不知道经典的真正的目的。
So Lord Chaitanya in his youth, he became a very great scholar.
正因为如此，柴达尼马哈布在他少年的时候就已经成为了一个非常了不起的杰出的学者。
He was the greatest scholar. Nobody could defeat him.
他当时是全世界最了不起的学者，没有人能够打败他。
Anybody who tried to defeat him was always defeated.
所有的想要试图打败他的学者，最后都被他打败。
And that's what they respected.
正因为如此。人们这些学者就尊重他。
They respected somebody who could defeat them in philosophy.
啊，
They respected someone who could defeat them in philosophy.
因为那些个学者嘛，他们就是尊重那些个从哲学的角度能够打败他们的人。
And when he manifested all these pastimes as a scholar, everyone wanted to become his student.
啊，当他就是展现了他作为学者的那些个活动以后。全世界所有的学者都成为了他的学生。
And then when they became his student,
啊，当他们成为他的学生以后
，and they all worshipped him.
大家因为都是学生了，所以就崇拜老师嘛，就都崇拜他。
Then he wanted to teach them the real yoga dharma.
然后他就开始要教导他们什么是真正的 yoga dharma， 也就是年代的那个灵修的方式。那个法
，congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord，
也就是集体歌唱至尊主的圣名。
So it was not the right time yet。
那个时候呢，当他跟 Brahma 讲话的时候 ，Brahma 讲话还不是
时机还没到。
So he told the Brahmin, "Don't tell anybody what you've seen here tonight."
所以他就跟那个 Brahmin 那说，千万不要告诉任何人你今天晚上看到的所有的事。
Soon I will manifest that which I've come to, what I've come to fulfill, the purpose I've come to fulfill.
就是说，就是很快就会到了我就是展现所有的我来的那个目的的那个时候。
He said, "For now, you can just simply watch."
现在。你呢就只是看着就行了。
Stay nearby and you can watch everything that goes on here.
你就呢总是待在附近，然后就可以看着什么在发生。
But don't tell anyone.
但是千万保密，不要告诉任何人。
When Brahman realized, well, this is the Supreme Lord.
所以那位 Brahman 呢就认识到，哦，原来是至尊主本人。
He was in so much ecstasy.
他那个 Brahman 呢心中充满了狂喜。
He took the rice and all the food that he offered and he began smearing it all over his body.
因为他是完全处在那种如痴如醉的状态下，他就抓起那个就是供奉的那个桌子上的那些个食物就抓起来，然后就抹得自己全身都是。
He was going, "Go Paul, go Paul!"
然后他就大声的呼喊 "Go Paul, go Paul!"
And everybody heard him in the house.
那
woke them up.
那些屋子里头在熟睡的人们听到他的呼喊都醒过来。
So he immediately had to clean everything off his body.
然后他一看，赶快就得把自己的身上给弄干净。
And he started eating all the food.
然后他就开始吃所有的那些食物。
And everybody came and saw, oh, he was eating. He must have made the offering.
所以呢，所有的人一看他正在吃呢，哦，那他肯定已经供奉完了。
And everybody was so happy that the Brahmin had cooked and the food was offered by Gopal, offered to Gopal.And the Brahmin was eating the remnants of the prasadam.
所以呢，屋子里头所有的人都特别的开心，说啊，这位 Brahmin 终于就是给 Gopa 做了饭，然后成功的供奉了。现在他正在吃 Gopa 吃过的这些食物。
This is only one story. There's so many stories of how young Nimai in his youth he remained hidden.
当然就是说。我们现在讲的只是一个故事，其实有很多很多的经典里记载的故事，就是柴达尼亚·马哈帕布在少年叫做尼麦的时候，他怎么样隐藏自己真实的身份的故事。
Even his devotees and his eternal associates, they could not recognize him.
就连他的那些个永恒的同伴，他的那些奉献者，都完全认不出来真相。
尼麦 became a great pundit.
尼麦后来变成。非常杰出的这个潘尼的学者，他研习了所有的这个经典。
Sometimes he would defeat his devotees.
有的时候，甚至他还会用争论打败他自己的奉献者。
His devotees would they would appear that to them that Nimai was an arrogant pundit.
然后他在那些个他的奉献者们面前表现出来的，让他们奉献者就感觉说，这位尼麦是一个很高傲、很骄傲的一个学者。
He was proud of his scholarship.
他对他自己的这种学问感到非常的骄傲。
Because he was always defeating people.
因为他一直不断在跟不同的人在争论，然后就打败他们。
And the devotees used to pray that he's so attractive, he's so knowledgeable.
那个时候让他那些奉献者都无奈的就祈祷说他那么的吸引人，他那么的有学问。
If only Nimai would become a devotee.
如果这位尼麦能够成为奉献者有多好啊！
Then we would certainly follow him.
那如果他成为奉献者的话，我们就一定就跟随他了。
And sometimes they would pray to Krishna, "Please make Nimai a devotee."
所以呢，他们有时候就会跟 Krishna 祈祷说，请让这位尼麦能够成为奉献者。
One time, even Mukunda Dutt was stopped in the street.
有一次呢，就是他在这个街上，就是阻止住了那个叫做姆昆塔
Nimai
就尼麦就是把他叫停。
And he knew Nimai was immediately going to challenge him to some scriptural debate.
然后他的奉献者这个姆昆塔就想说，这尼麦又来了，一定又是用这个哲学的什么东西来挑战，然后打败我。
So he ran to the other side of the street to avoid him.
然后呢，他就跑到街的对面去了，为了能够躲开。
He said, "Why are you afraid of me?"
然后尼麦就跟他说，你为什么害怕？
He said, "Nimai, I know what you want to do. You simply want to defeat me."
那个姆昆呢就说，尼麦，我知道你要做什么，你只就是想要打败我，争论打败我。
I will pray that someday you become a devotee.
我呢就会去祈祷，有一天你能够成为奉献者。
Certainly, I will follow you.
那个时候我就会追随你了。
And Nimai said, "Certainly, by your prayer, someday I will become a devotee."
然后尼麦就说，透过你的祈祷，我一定在。某一天就会成为奉献者。
So he was Chana Avatar.
所以呢，实际上他是一个 Chana Avatar 就是隐藏了的化身。
He was hidden. He did not manifest himself as the Supreme Lord.
他实际上一直在隐藏自己的身份，没有揭示他就是至尊主本人的这个真相。
Although sometimes he would manifest, but there are so many stories to describe under the circumstances in which he would manifest.
尽管呢，他有的时候他就会偶尔的会展示一下，但是有很多很多的这个记载的这个历史史实，就是他有更多的时候，他总是试图就是要遮住，就是遮盖自己的真实的身份。
But the point is that he had his purpose and his mission that he wanted to fill.
重点就是说，他来，他有他的特定的目的和使命要去实现。
And therefore, he came to teach by his example.How to love the Supreme Lord?
因此呢，他来以身作则的教导我们怎么样实际的去爱神。
And after his scholarly pastimes in Navadvip,
当他就是展演完了以后，展演完了他在 Navadvip 啊展演的那些个所谓学者的娱乐活动以后
，He had opened up a school and thousands of scholars would come from all over to learn from him.
然后他就开了一个学校。成千上万的那些个学者从世界各地来，都来当他的学生来。
He's only 16 years old at that time.
那个时候他只有十六岁。
But he's the greatest pundit.
但是他是最伟大、最了不起的学者。世上没有人能够打败他。
Even the greatest Digvijaya, Keshava Kashmiri, tried to defeat him, and he was defeated.
哪怕是当时世上最了不起的 Digvijaya 叫 Keshava.
Keshava Kashmir、
对来跟他挑战最后都被他打败了
but then、when the proper time appeared
但是呢当恰当的时机到来时机成熟的时候
and、after the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra his father he went back to the spiritual world、
当他的父亲 Jagannath Mishra 就是离开他的身体回到这个灵性世界那个时候
And then Nimai he went to the sacred place of pilgrimage Gaya
尼麦呢就去了一个圣地叫做 Gaya 的那个圣地
To perform proper the rites for his departure of his father
啊，在那个地方呢就是为他的父亲举行那个葬礼那些
And while he was there, he met Ishwar Puri.
那在那个地方，他就碰到了 Ishwar Puri.
Who is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya.
那 Ishwar Puri 就当了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 尼麦 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 同一个人的灵性导师。
And after meeting Ishwar Puri, when Lord Chaitanya returned to Navadvip,
当这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在那个 Gaya 遇到那个 Ishwar Puri 以后，回到 Navadvip,
he taught by his example that by Taking shelter of a spiritual master.
他首先我们可以看到，他是以身作则的给大家看，人应该皈依托庇于一位灵性导师。
Who is a devotee of the Lord?
而这位灵性导师是至尊主的奉献者。
That one becomes a devotee.
啊，那人如果这么做了，托庇于灵性导师的话，自己就可以成为奉献者。
So, although he is the supreme Lord.
啊，尽管 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是至尊主本人。
He also taught by example how to become devotee.
但是呢，他以身作则的教导我们。怎么能够成为一位奉献者
He's the source of all knowledge.
尽管他是一切知识的源头
It's all coming from him.
所有的知识都来源于他
But still to teach by his example.
但是他还是以身作则地教导我
He accepted spiritual master.
他接受了一位灵性导师
And was instructed by him.
而且呢接受他灵性导师的教导
And then when he returned to Navadvip,
那接受了灵性导师教导以后当他回到拿巴队
He began manifesting all the symptoms of a devotee
他就开始展现出所有的奉献者具有的那些特征了
And when all the devotees saw this
当所有的拿巴队的奉献者看到这些以后
They all joined with him
他们就都参加了他
And he took all his students who were previously non-devotees who were addicted to all kinds ofMental speculation.
他呢就把那些个以前都沉溺于进行思辨、推敲的那些个非奉献者的那些学者，当了他的学生的那些人。
And in accompaniment of his devotees and his students, they went to the streets.
然后就把他们就变成了奉献者，然后让他们到街上去。
and began introducing the congregational chanting.
然后大家一起就开始向人们介绍这个集体歌唱神的圣名的这样一种方式。
Anyone who would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
当时所有的人一旦看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
simply by seeing his devotion,
仅仅光是看到他的奉爱之情,
tears would flow from their eyes.
眼泪就会从人们的眼里流下来。
They would fall on the ground. They would surrender.
人们就会扑倒在地，投靠皈依他。
They would take up the chanting of Krishna's name.
他们就会接纳这个吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名的这样的一种方法。
In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his associates and they went to the streets and distributed this congregational chanting to everyone.
就这样，柴塔尼亚·马哈帕布带着所有的他的同伴到街上去，向人们介绍这个集体歌唱神的圣名的灵修的方法。
They made no discrimination who was qualified and who was not qualified.
他们当时根本就不做任何区别，没有任何区别心，什么这个人有资格，那个人没有资格。
They didn't take into consideration high birth, low birth.
他们也不会考虑说什么人出身高贵，什么人出身低贱。
There was no qualification required.
根本他们就没有任何的条件限制，需要有什么资格能做。
In the mood of a devotee, he began freely giving.
他怀着奉献者的心态，无条件的把这个方法给了大家。
And the only qualification one needed to have to get that mercy.
人唯一啊能够得到这个仁慈所需要具有的那个资格是
，was to be fallen.
就是你是堕落。
We just read that.
我刚才已经读过了，你是堕落的。
We just saying that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
啊，我们已经说了 Sri Chaitanya Prabhu.
He was praying for Lord Chaitanya's mercy because he's the mercy incarnation.
啊，我们之所以就说他向这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 祈祷，是因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他仁慈。
Especially to reclaim fallen souls.
而且他尤其对待堕落的灵魂仁慈。
The more fallen one is.The greater one's claim to the favor of Lord Chaitanya.
刚才的那个祈祷文里就说了，一个人他越堕落，他越能够得到柴塔尼亚马帕布的恩赐。
That's our qualification.
所以这个就是我们的资格。
As we say last night, the age of Kali Yuga is age of quarrel.
啊，就像我们昨天晚上说的，这个卡利年代实际上是虚伪纷争的年代。
We don't see many.Big qualifications for spiritual life.
好，我们看到就说什么就是过灵性生活有什么样的真正的资格。
In this age, most people are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities.
在这个年代里头，绝大多数的人都沉溺于那些个罪恶的活动。
Spiritual life means for them just to pray to God for bread.
啊，那个灵性生活对他们来说就是向神祈祷，能不能给我面包。
They think that is religion.
人他们就讲啊，这个就是宗教。
Order is my order supplier.
啊，这个就是神是我的那个供应商。
So there's some piety there.
所以当然了，这样做也是有一些虔诚在那。
But spiritual life is more than just simply piety.
但是灵性的生活比虔诚内容要多得多了。
Spiritual life, the goal of spiritual life is to realize one's eternal nature.
灵性生活的最终它的目的是要。让人能够认识到自己的灵性的永恒的真实身份。
That my connection with this body is temporary.
啊，然后呢？当然，这个身体是短暂的。
And I'm meant to experience that which is eternal.
啊，我们实际上应该是体验那个永恒的那个真正的自己。
Why should I always pray for that which I need for this body?
我为什么老是为了这个短暂的躯体的需求而去祈祷呢
？Why don't I find a permanent solution to the problems?
我为什么不能够找到解决这些个问题的永恒的方法呢
？And realize my eternal identity.
最后能够认清自己真正永恒的身份
，which is beyond the birth and death of this world.
啊，我们真正的自我是超越这个生死的这个世界。
That is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give freely.
这个就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来无条件的给予我们的这些个内容。
No austerities required.
没有要求我们必须要从事什么苦行。
You don't have to sit in water in the middle of the winter and meditate.
你不需要就是在 寒冬的时候坐在这个凉水里头去冥想。
Sit in a circle of fire in the summer.
或者是在炎热的夏天里头坐在那个火堆的中间，然后去冥想。
Ordinarily, we think that one has to perform very severe austerities.
我们总是认为灵性的生活就是一定要从事特别艰巨的那些苦行。
In order to simply negate our identification with the physical form.
从事这些艰巨的苦行是为了能够最后就是能够让我们了解整个这个身体物质的身体实际上是不是。
But all these austerities can immediately be achieved.
啊，但是呢，是 can you finish your sentence?
Simply by chanting.
好耶，就是仅仅通过吟诵吟唱神的圣名，我们所有从事苦行的那些结果就马上能够。
And the Srimad Bhagavatam has stated, "Oh, how fortunate are those whose tongue is always decorated with Krishna's name."
啊，这个圣典国家瓦塔里就说了，啊，这是多么的幸运啊！如果一个人的舌头总是被 Krishna 的圣名所装饰着。
Such persons are to be considered to have already performed all kinds of austerities in their previous life.
这样的人被视为是在他的前生已经从事过所有的苦行了。
To have already visited all places of pilgrimage.
被视为是这样的人已经在前生已经朝拜过所有的圣地了。
They've already fulfilled all requirements previously.
啊，也就是说，在前世前生已经实现了所有要求的那些东西了。
Simply those whose tongue is decorated with Krishna's name.
这样的人，他们的舌头才能够一直永远的被这个 Krishna 的圣名所装饰。
Therefore, it's stated, Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasha Parshadam, that persons who are actually intelligent in this age.
啊，所以经典里就说了，在这个年代里头，真正有智慧的人
，they'll worship the Lord who has appeared in this age, who is a Krishna.
啊，他们就会从事在这个年代里头 Krishna 显现的那个形象。
What is Akrishna?
什么叫 Akrishna 的？
He's not appeared in blackish form.
也就是说，他没有以那个黑色的肤色显现。
Krishna is blackish.
啊 ，Krishna 他的肤色是黑色。
Akrishna means he has appeared in a golden form.
Akrishna 的意思，他是以金色的这个肤色显现。
Who is always accompanied by his associates?
他始终由他的那些个同伴们啊，簇拥着。
And has introduced this congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
他一直不断的在这个向大家宣说这个宣传这个集体歌唱神的圣灵运动的这个方法。
Kalea dosha nidai rajan astahiko mahadgana kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha puram bhajat. The age of Kali is an ocean of all bad qualities.
经典里就说了，卡利年代是所有的糟糕品德的汪洋。
But it has one good quality.
但是只有一项好的品质。
Simply by chanting these names of Krishna.
仅仅靠吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名。
Mukta sangha param bhajat. Mukta means one can achieve liberation.
人就可以获得解脱 Mukta.
You can achieve the perfection of life.
就可以达到生命的完美境界。
Simply by chanting these names.
仅仅靠吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名。
Peace is automatic byproduct.
自然而然，我们就获得了这个平静。平静只不过这过程当中的一个副产品。
Happiness is an automatic byproduct.
啊，那个所谓的快乐的感受，也是这个方式在做的过程当中的副产品。
So what is the difference between the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna?
那么，这 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Krishna 显现彼此之间的区别是什么呢
？Lord Chaitanya first gave us, even though we were not qualified.
区别就在于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 尽管我们根本就没有资格他就已经把那个仁慈给我们了
Krishna said first you surrender then I'll give you
而 Krishna 他说的是你先皈依我然后我给你
But Lord Chaitanya took that condition away
但是呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 把这个你先皈依我的这个条件先拿掉了
He said okay just take
他就说 OK 拿去吧这个方法拿去吧
Just chant.
就是吟诵吟唱
And not only did he just give that chanting freely,
他不仅是无条件的给我们这个吟诵吟唱的这样一种方法
He showed by his example how ecstatic he was by chanting.
他还以身作则的给我们树立的榜样，让我们看到通过吟诵吟唱神的圣灵，人能够变得多么的喜悦、欢喜
Anyone who would see him, they would immediately want to chant.
任何一个人当时看到他就马上想要吟唱。
He taught by his example.
他是以身作则的在教导。
And therefore it's described that he broke open the storehouses of love of God and he distributed its contents profusely.
所以经典里就描述说，他把那个对神的爱的这个宝库的那个墙整个都打掉了，然后就是免无条件的把对神的爱就是给予每个人。
Therefore, Prabhupada said here in the end of this purport.
所以呢，帕帕的在这个这一节诗的要旨里就说。
In this age of Kali, practically everyone is like Jagai and Madhai.
在这个卡利年代里头，每一个人就都像卡利就都像扎盖和马代。
Of course, we didn't tell you about Jagai and Madhai. That's another long story.
当然了，我们没有给大家讲扎盖和马代的故事，这是另外一个很长的故事。
I tell you that whole story, we won't have time for anything else.
如果我今天在讲扎盖和马代的故事的话，我们下面的事儿什么都不要做了。
But they were very degraded.
但是加盖和马代是当时是非常堕落的人。
There wasn't a sinful activity that they did not commit. There wasn't a sinful activity that they did not commit.
他们堕落到什么程度？没有什么罪恶的活动是他们没从事过的。
They murdered.
他们谋杀。
Raped.
他们这个强奸啊。
So much sinful activity.
特别特别多的各种各样的罪恶活动，他们都干过。
But Lord Chaitanya delivered them.
但是主柴丹娘麻帕布拯救了他。
Through the mercy of Nityananda.
啊，就是透过主尼提亚南达巴布的仁慈拯救了他。
He made them lovers of God.
在最后呢，就是他们让他们变成了爱神的人。
And real atonement for all sinful activity.
而且呢，去除了所有的那种罪恶的反应，赎了罪。
One doesn't have to perform austerities to atone for previous sinful activity.
所以说，其实人不需要透过从事苦行去赎罪。
Simply one chant Hare Krishna.
你只要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 就好了。
And automatically all sinful reactions become eradicated.
这么做，自然而然，所有的恶报全部都被清除掉。
And once spiritual life begins.
然后人的灵性生活就开始了。
Anyone who comes in contact with this Hare Krishna mantra is so fortunate.
啊，任何一个人如果能够跟这个 Hare Krishna mantra 接触上，他就是那么的幸运。
So, Prabhupada says in this age, everyone is practically like Jagai and Madhai.
所以帕帕的就说了，这个卡利年代里头，基本上每一个人都是加盖和马代。
But the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya is still flowing like a great river.
但是由柴坦尼亚马哈布所启动的这个集体歌唱神的圣灵运动，就像巨大的河流一样奔腾不息，向前流淌。
Inundating the entire world.
啊，就是淹没了整个的世界。
And thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is successfully claiming fallen souls to free them.
所以呢，这个就是为什么这个。国际 Krishna 意识学会能够成功的让所有的这些堕落的灵魂能够得到解脱。
So in the beginning we explained that we wanted to explain the purpose for Lord Chaitanya's appearance so that we could be grateful.
啊，所以我们一开始就说了，我们要解释圣柴坦尼亚麻哈布显现的这个目的，这样的话我们才能够满怀感恩之情。
And if we really want to feel gratitude, then we have to appreciate how precious it is.The opportunity we've been given to chant Hare Krishna.
如果我们真的要想要有感恩之情的话，我们应该真的能够就是欣赏到我们所得到的这个吟诵吟唱圣灵的这个机会是多么的珍贵。
We cannot possibly calculate our fortune.
我们根本就计算不出我们是多么的幸运。
But if we want to increase our appreciation,
但是如果我们要增加自己内心的感恩之情的话。
Lord Chaitanya simply says, just chant.
主柴丹尼亚麻哈巴布说就是吟诵吟唱圣灵。
Just go on chanting.
你就是一直不断的吟诵吟唱圣灵。
Don't give up chanting.
千万不要停止吟诵吟唱圣灵。
Now that you've started, don't give up.
你们现在开始了，千万不要停止，不要放弃。
If you continue to chant with faith and sincerity,
如果大家能够怀着信心，能够真诚的吟诵吟唱的话。
Then certainly we will be delivered.
那么我们自然而然必然的就会得到拯救。
Kali Kali Nama Krishna Kali Kame Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Hoisava Jagat Nishtara. In the age of Kali, Krishna has appeared in the form of his name.
这节诗的意思就是说，在这个卡利年代里头，
Krishna 以他圣灵的形式显现。
Anyone who associates with him，
任何人就是跟他接触的话
，in the form of his name，
啊，以他的名字的这种形式跟他接触的话
，will certainly be delivered，
必然就会得到拯救。
That is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
这个就是圣柴达尼亚马帕布的仁慈。
And that is the reason why you are observing his appearance。
这就是为什么我们要来庆祝他的显现。
In this world today。
啊，就是在这个世界上这一天显现。为什么我们要庆祝这一天
？I'm sorry I spoke too long。
我抱歉，我说了那么长的时间。
If it wasn't, it's half the is.Partly Janava's fault because she took half the time to dress.
他说实际上这个错误，这个加纳瓦要承担一半，因为他用了一半的时间在翻译。也错了，对，我说是真是怎么回事
？Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Nyanjana Maharaj Ki Jai.